USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Holiday travel is underway. Most people are choosing to drive this Memorial Day weekend, and today will be the busiest day for traffic. For those taking to the skies, at least one airline is bracing for disruptions. Not only is Delta offering waivers due to weather, but it's also cutting more flights. This as the national average for the price of regular gas is $4.60 a gallon across the country. AAA spokesman Robert Sinclair saying that price is not deterring people from driving.
Folks are wanting to get out and do something, and I think that's why, despite record high gasoline prices, $4.60 per gallon nationwide. We've never seen that price before. That's why folks are getting out and doing things.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. While it's true, interest rates are on the rise, the time to make a move has never been greater. Plus, with the value of your home likely going up, taking cash out now makes even more sense than ever.
With the market uncertainty, don't wait to get money to help with the remodel, pay off high interest credit card debt, or just put some money away for the future. Give us a call at 800-535-2779. That's 800-535-2779.
Or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com. If it's been a while since you've checked the value of your home, the time is now. Even if you've refinanced in the past, you can still save. Give us a call, 800-535-2779, 800-535-2779.
Online, it's fellowshiphomeloans.com. We're here to help during these crazy days. If in doubt about your options, let's talk. Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
The murderer who shot and killed 19 students at a Texas elementary school is no stranger to police in his town of Uvalde. Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez saying he was arrested 4 years ago for making threats.
For saying, you know, when I'm a senior in 2022, I'm going to shoot up a school.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Because he was a juvenile at the time, this may not have been on his criminal record, but it's unclear if that information was uploaded to a federal gun buying database. The killer legally bought the weapon on his 18th birthday. The number of speakers at Friday's NRA convention in Houston is dwindling. Senator John Cornyn and Houston area Congressman Dan Crenshaw were already out. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is out as well. He's sending a pre-taped speech instead. Texas's Lieutenant Governor also pulling out, saying he did not want the appearance to bring more grief to the victims of the school shooting in Texas. USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
As economists from around the world continue to gather in Switzerland, the economic outlook in the world continues to be a main topic of discussion.
As the Davos gathering in Switzerland has a bleak economic outlook, International Monetary Fund Managing Director Kristalina Georgieva concurs.
You scared the audience effectively, but I can tell you, you have not scared your panel. So my answer is going to be not no, not at this point. It doesn't mean it is out of question. We have downgraded our projections for growth for this year in April for 143 countries. This is 86% of global GDP. And since then, in a short period of time, a little bit like the weather here in Davos, the horizon has darkened.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. Two postal workers from Southern California have been arrested because the feds think they scammed the state out of $800,000 worth of unemployment benefits. Investigators believe the men stole identities from the mail, then fraudulently obtained Employment Development Department debit cards. One of the men is also accused of opening mail and stealing personal and business checks to the tune of $20,000. Find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.